This is an interesting conversation I want to get to, Ken. We have the Washington Commandos. They broke my boy Desmond Ritter's home game win streak. Since going back since college.
As soon as you started bragging about it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, as soon as I started bragging about it, he broke the win streak, beating the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta. FIFA, I'll throw this to you first. Should the Falcons trade for a QB this season or ride it out with Ritter?
Not this season. Let the season ride out, but they should definitely, depending on where they draft, and draft a quarterback. This is one of the better quarterback draft classes. You definitely, if you don't believe in Ritter, like I don't right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you draft your quarterback this season right now. Because, look, at the end of the day, let's be honest, like, they got weapons. Drake London made a crazy catch this last game. You know, I'm not saying that he's the greatest number one in the game, but, you know, can he be? Maybe, if he had a guy that, you know, understood the or could throw a little bit better than Ritter. We know Bijan is that guy. Kyle Pitts still has room to grow. He needs a consistent thrower of the football for him to, you know, show his ability. So, to me, man, Ritter is not even average. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing about him. There's nothing about Ritter, you know what I'm saying, that screams like you said about Brock Purdy. What's the one thing you want to build your quarterback around that Ritter guy? What he got that you want?
A fade.
That's it. That's it.
That's about it, man.
Nick Bruce Heineke time right now.
Yeah, man. Look.
I think Nick Heineke gives you a better chance to win the game.
He does.
Wow.
He does. Ritter.
Y'all going too far.
That's what I'm saying. I want them to get it out, Ken. Let them all.
So you said Ritter's the guy?
Let's just talk. No, say your point.
I'm pissed at my point. What else I got to add to that?
Ken, Sheldon, who y'all want? What do y'all go for?
I said every Sunday on the chat.
Let the young pup get out there, man, and learn the game. And then, what is his second year? And then you can make an evaluation on him. But we everybody knows what this Heineke guy is. Why put him out there to get the same results?
The Heineke made the playoffs, didn't he?
Bro, y'all be talking about this shit like what's his name?
Come on,
the black QB that looked like Lamar that ain't Lamar. What is his name?
Tyrod Taylor.
Huntley. Yeah, he was in a playoff game too. You want to start him on this team?
But he's not the reason why they made it though.
Shit, man, that's funny.
Ritter.
They need to trade for Justin Fields.
They really do.
That's what they
do.
Why would they do that?
They had a chance to draft him.
Yeah, so they
to make good on it.
But you know what? No, in all honesty, if there is one quarterback in the league right now that has shown a lot of people like, oh, maybe he deserves a chance somewhere else, Dobbs in Arizona. Because they're not going to bring him back.
No, they're not.
You know what I'm saying? So why you suck your teeth
because
like that?
Because y'all be just talking shit.
Guy in Arizona?
His Dobbs not look better than Ritter this season?
No.
You tripping. What eyeballs you, bro?
Do not bring Dobbs over there, bro.
It's better than Ritter.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. And I'm not saying don't draft a QB. Still draft one, but shit, bring Dobbs too.
LaPel, baby.
Hey, BZ, your Lions is 5-1. I told you.
How come y'all ain't talking about it?
We are.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm gonna disrespect the Lions and shit?
You're
the last team in the
league.
Y'all beat the Bucks.
But we are picking the Lions game, so we'll talk about the Lions.
Yeah, shit.
That's right.
I'm like, I'm looking at the dudes. I'm like,
niggas are having burning steaks at the thing up at Ritter's house like he the fucking Frankenstein when he got him 3-3. He got him 500. Same record as the Cincinnati Bengals, about the same record as Denver, half the league if you look at the records in football, if not better. And he's proven one thing to me that Brock Purdy hasn't, is he's a fucking winner. Cause he can get
Whoa! This man 3-3. You talking about he a winner? Where Brock Purdy took him 2 years before he lost the game? Get out of here, Nick!
Let me tell you why.
10-1 in 11 games.
Can I tell you why?
Hey, was you sipping out my cup?
Can I tell you why? Can I tell you why?
Golly!
Can I tell you why? He's shown me that he can go down the field and win a fucking game twice already this season. How many times has Purdy done that? And he bought.
But he a winner though. 3-3.
I'm just saying he's proven.
Justin Herbert not a winner, but he 27-27.
Yeah.
But he'll get out of here, Nick.
First of all, Justin Herbert has about 4 or 5 years in the league, and he got paid umpteen amount of dollars to be the guy.
Ritter is not the guy.
Paid as much as Brock
Ritter's
Purdy
not the guy.
Where should Ritter end up? Like, season? What should the record be at the end of the year?
I told y'all they should win a division, and I'm expecting 10 wins. He is seven wins.
If he does that, then I'm with
seven.
You.
He's 7 wins away from where my record.
They're not gonna do it.
They won 7 games with Mariota. I think Ritter's good enough to get 3 wins.
Stop it.
stop.
Oh, he got his three.
He got three. No, I'm saying three. That's what he's going to get. No, he's going to get three. He get three more. First of all, I'm saying that the Falcons got to ride this out, because if Ritter is shitball, you'll find out this year. If he's shitball, y'all get a high draft.
They know now. They know.
I don't disagree.
I'm saying if Ritter shitball, y'all get a high draft pick, y'all can get a QB. If not, then y'all can use that draft pick.
He's not going to win on the road, though. That's the issue.
How you not, we don't know that. Give him the whole season. He's only played 8 games.
I'm gonna
NFL career. Man. Y'all judging him off. What QB have we judged only off of 8 games?
You made a mistake in the draft. This is a soft division. Go get Kirk Cousins or Justin Fields. Win the division and build from
y'all know these are goof. These are goofball solutions, by
this
the way.
This is better than real.
You don't even
they're
like,
not
even
solutions.
Like,
drafting the quarterback is a solution.
If I can win a division,
drafting, yes.
I can win the division this year with Kirk Cousins and I'm paying him $22 million. I still can draft a quarterback if I want to.
But
why?
Pay him but here's
I would
the
take
thing,
Justin Fields, though.
But why would you do that?
Once I get in the playoffs, anything goes.
But why would you do that? Because
Arthur Smith is a good coach and they have a
no, he's not. Tell me one thing you proved that Arthur Smith is a good coach.
He's a good coach.
How?
He got hired.
First of all, that's the thing I want to get to. What the fuck was the prediction for the Atlanta Falcons coming into the season? Did y'all expect the playoffs?
I said they were going to win the division, so.
Did y'all expect the playoffs? I'm talking about
I had them winning the
mainstream,
division
mainstream media.
No.
Did anybody expect the Falcons to do anything this year? Everybody said the Saints was the darling of this of the division, right?
Yes.
And now the Saints shitball. Now everybody realizes.
It's not shitball. They're still going to win the division.
They are still going to win the division.
They're
not going to win the division.
Either them or Tampa.
They got the best defense in the division.
And the best quarterback in the division.
No, they do not.
No.
Who's the best?
The best is not in this category.
Right no. Who's the best? Because you have to rank them. Who's the best?
No, I'm picking Ritter over Carr.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm picking Ritter over Carr.
See, and this is why your analysis be off.
I'm just saying, bro.
Derek Carr is the best quarterback in the division.
Ritter ain't even the best quarterback on his team.
He ain't even the best.
Matt Ryan was in the box, and it was the best quarterback.
Y'all complain about a 3-3 team. That's the thing that kills me. Y'all complain about a 3-3 team.
Nick, look, there's nothing special about Desmond Ritter. The ball is it's not like he has a crazy arm. It's not like he's crazy accurate. He's not crazy athletic. It's not like he dissects the field and slices it like a hot knife through butter. What does he do that's special?
I can say the same thing about Purdy.
Okay, that's right, but Purdy won 10 straight.
Okay.
This nigga's 3-3.
Purdy has had way more starts than
but
Ritter, right?
This and nigga and is 3-3.
We still don't know what Purdy is, yet we're saying all these things about Purdy.
No, we do know. We do know Purdy. We know Purdy is a game manager.
All I'm saying is
that's what we know. We know Purdy makes smart decisions for the most part. He, out of his first 11 games, he had one bad game. Is that not okay? Is look, if we're talking about for every 10, you have one bad one, so you're going to be 30-3?
Take that.
Bro, you'll take that.
How many quarterbacks have...
I'm not saying that's what he's going to do, but Nick, you're asking me, what does Purdy do well? And, right, and that was the whole, you know, build a quarterback type of conversation. Give me his decision-making. You can't tell me and that his decision-making is bad.
I've seen more clutch moments from Ritter than Purdy this season. Since Purdy's career.
Okay, but how many wins does that give him?
It's got him 3.
And that's good to you?
Out of 6 for this team, yes.
So then why is it bad for Purdy to lose 1 out of 5?
I didn't say it was bad about Purdy.
I said he got exposed
out of the MVP conversation. That's what I said. He's not the elite QB that everybody was talking about.
But who's everybody? Because I don't think nobody here said he was elite.
I'm not talking about y'all. I'm asking me. They said he was the next Joe Montana. They were saying all that.
Well,
only a couple quarterbacks have won their first 10 games, so it's logical to talk about
him. It's not logical that he ain't won the game.
They were saying the same thing about Ben Roethlisberger when he did. Oh, maybe he's the next great Steelers quarterback. Maybe he's, what's the white dude, Terry Bradshaw. They were saying the same thing about Ben when he came out the gate and won 10 straight.
All I'm saying is that...
And he was a game manager.
That means... Well, Ben, we knew he was shitballing that first Super Bowl. But I'm just saying...
He won 10 straight games. He got him there.
He didn't win them 10 early on. That
he managed the fuck out of the game to get him there.
Look at the career, though. He got a Hall of Fame career.
Exactly. Look how long it took us for us to realize that Big Ben was the guy. It took us a while to get used to Big Ben, to see how he plays. Yeah. I'm saying give the same
ben
thing.
Was
the
but you know what? This is where I'm going to argue that point. Is that today... These quarterbacks have been playing quarterback since like the age of 6 or 7.
Okay.
Why are you sucking your teeth?
I just said, okay, go ahead with your point.
Because by the time that they even get to high school, college, they're so much more advanced than what they were.
They are?
And we're talking, this is widespread just across sports. right? They're more advanced at a way younger age. We're talking damn near 20 some odd years ago with Ben Roethlisberger. That guy was not playing the same amount of snaps coming up until he got to the league as Brock Purdy did. As all of these young quarterbacks show flashes way earlier than they ever have. We're talking in the AFC, the majority of all of these teams in the AFC have a competent guy that you can win around. I'm not saying the super franchise guy that's going to throw for 5,800 yards and 50 touchdowns. Everybody ain't got that guy. But everybody got, for the most part, a guy they could win with.
Okay.
And Brock Purdy's one of those guys.
Can you name me the top five young QBs in the league right now?
Top five young QBs, obviously, Josh Allen, Burrow. Are we still saying Mahomes is a young QB?
Not at this point.
He's seasoned.
Yeah.
Tua. Goddamn, look at Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts. Who else?
I'm asking this question because you're not mentioning the guys that they're saying that's going to be up next, like the Trevor Lawrence's, Justin Herbert.
Yeah, because he's not top five yet. He's in the top 10 and 12.
I say young QBs. I didn't know you were considering.
I was just considering
Mahomes and them as young QBs because they look.
No, that's cool. I took Mahomes out.
Take Allen and Burrow out.
Yeah.
Allen and Burrow out.
They on their fifth year deal, bro. They already got paid.
Like, yeah, the ones that got paid. I'm with you. Yeah,
okay, bet. Okay, so they take Jalen Hurts out too.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Then yes, Trevor Lawrence, next up and coming. So we're talking rookie deal quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, Tua. Trying to go through the league in my head.
Those are not quarterbacks that you would even care to really to brag about or even say like I would want this quarterback to be a franchise QB for me.
Well, here's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
Like your storyline, it sounds good.
So Trevor Lawrence is not one of those guys.
When these niggas get to the NFL and they're young, they get smacked in the mouth, and we have to reevaluate where they at. Justin Herbert came into the league. Niggas was like, oh, he the next best motherfucker.
Yeah.
He ain't done shit yet. Trevor Lawrence came in the league. They had a whole red carpet laid out for this nigga. He the next Peyton Manning. He barely winning games and don't look shit compared to Jared Goff right now.
Yeah, but the key word that I said is all of these guys flashed.
What flashes you seen from
Trevor Lawrence? Didn't have flashes even under, what's his name?
Yeah.
He did. Bro, he had throws, he had games, he had drives. They were like, whoa, hold on.
Glasses. He did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is a lot of these other guys, Purdy and Ritter, primarily Ritter, has not flashed shit. What has he flashed? He hasn't flashed nothing, Nick. Ritter is barely average. Barely.
Would you take Ritter over Stroud?
No.
Oh.
I'm saying like he's a third round pick. That's what I'm saying. Give him time to see what he can be. We've seen a lot of third round picks and later develop into franchise QB. Speaking of for your Cowboys example.
But he was franchise day one though.
He wasn't, I mean, based off of injury. It wasn't based off of
that. But he came in and he was good.
Yeah.
He did what Brock Purdy did.
And we both don't believe in neither one of them. Either.
But if you got that baseline for Brock Purdy's career, you'll take that.
Of course you will.
The last pick in the draft.
Of course.
If they get Dak Prescott out of Brock Purdy,
yes. You could win a Super Bowl with. Yeah. Look, as much shit as I talk about
that. The Cowboys ain't proved that.
But the Cowboys never had this type of roster on both sides. Well, at the same time.
Yeah, they did. They were better before.
They haven't had the coach.
They haven't had the coach.
The Cowboys have had Super Bowl rosters for years.
Yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing. But what I'm saying is the offense and the defense that great at the same time?
Yeah, when Dak was balling. With them,
Jason Witten and Dez Bryant,
that was
on the defense. DeMarcus Lawrence, who else?
DeMarcus,
that's what I meant.
Yeah. Lawrence was there still. Yeah. You had the whole.
Vander Esch was there. They had a young squad.
Smith was there. He was good.
Who was their DBs? Their DBs was trash.
They was winning. They was making.
We were beating Green Bay.
Beat Green Bay that game.
Why you win the Super Bowl then?
They call that bullshit ass catch, that fake Dez drop catch.
You ain't lying.
That
was a whole rule.
Yeah, that was it. We were supposed to win to the Super Bowl that year.